Hey, Shade Throwers, this is Miriam of Miriam and Allen and Throwing Shade, and we continue to be in the middle of the holiday season. Perhaps you can hear my children screaming in the next room, and Allen and I have not, unfortunately, gotten our acts together to record a proper episode for you, but in lieu in that, I am leaving you this quick voice note, a quick idea to go into the weekend and the week to come. And rest assured, we will be back with another full episode starting next week. At least we're going to give it a shot. But in the meantime, I wanted to leave you with a quick something. So we're headed into the holiday of Sukkot, a lot of us. And it's this wacky, lovely time where we build and sit in these strange temporary huts out in our yards, provided our landlords allow us to construct them. We're surrounded by nature, and we're required to be able to see the stars through the roof, and it's a really immersive, engaging kind of experience, and one of my favorite holidays for sure. And it's a time of openness. The side, at least, you know, one of the sides of your sukkah should be open. There's a tradition of welcoming guests, both physical and spiritual, to come and visit you in your sukkah, which is really just lovely and the kind of thing that you want to take with you through the entire year. Thinking of Sukkah and Sukkot, I wanted to bring this little teaching from the Gemara from Sukkah Tractate, from Tractate Sukkah, page 28b. And it's a little bit about the sage Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who lived about 2,000 years ago, was a great leader of the Jewish people, had all kinds of super cool stories about him. But it says that, it's said of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he knew scripture, Mishnah, Gemara, Halakha, Jewish law, philosophy, all of these finer points of the scholarly world of Judaism. But that same section goes on to say that he also considered the conversations of angels, that he also considered the conversations of demons, and also the conversations of palm trees, which I think is just such a lovely image. And what I love about this text is, first of all, it brings in the demon side of things and balances it with this great sage's propensity for digging into the heavy legal sources of Judaism and all of those different texts that define this tradition and this culture. But he also was not averse to thinking about angels and demons and the higher realms and the whisper, the conversations among the leaves and the trees, which I think is just remarkable. So the thought that I'd love to leave you all with today is, as we go into Sukkot, or whether it's just a normal week for you, bring in some new conversations. Consider those topics that might elevate your those moments that you have with the people that you care about and the new guests that you're inviting into your home and into your life, and make it something wonderful. Look at both those heavy legal texts and also the conversations of demons and the conversations of palm trees. So with that, thank you, everybody. We really appreciate each and every one of you for listening and for being part of this community that's blossomed around this podcast. It's so cool, and it's so really validating and fun to see. So we're excited to keep going with you next week. Holler at us with any questions, Twitter, at Throwing Shade, SHEYD. And we will see you all next week on another episode of Throwing Shade, Better Living Through Jewish Demonology. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to go get my screaming children now. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.